And commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We are at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. Just me today in the studio with you. I've been gone for a few weeks, and I'm back. If you have a question or a comment or want to antagonize me about not getting a sheep, I'm at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Nope, did not get the sheep that I was out after. Weren't any out there, to tell you the truth. We saw three, and we were in a great area, beautiful, had a great time. I can still hike up the mountains, and enjoyed myself, put a stock on one, and got within 1,000 yards, and decided that it was too small to take. So I could have gotten to within 250, 200 yards. Knew the contours of the land, how to do it. It all came back to me real fast. But when it's not legal, you just sort of look at it and say, I can still do this, and I did it. So anyway, got back and back in town and enjoying myself. I hope you are too. You know, you get a couple seasons here, and right now we're finishing up a couple. We're finishing up the road construction season. We're in the midst of the election season. And we've got winter about ready to come. So what the heck? So anyway, road construction. Right now, Richardson Highway, just about finished. Well, not even close, is it? Still got the little traffic pattern you got there. And boy, you get out there. If you leave here at 4:30 to 5:30 to go home to North Pole, or you're coming in the town between 7:30 and 8, you know, 7:15 and 8. You can get through there, but be aware that it's going to slow down and it might take you a little bit of a while, but do that. But hey, for the last 6 years, they've been working on University Avenue, putting in the bridge. Remember the two-year bridge construction project that opened up about, a year ago? They had two bridges out at the same time for 2 years, Wendell Street and the University Avenue. Well, they're doing the last portion of a six-year project going from College Road down to basically the Dale Road, or actually down to the Mitchell Expressway. And it's just about done. I mean, wow. So getting into Safeway and Fred Meyer's and Taco Bell and Arby's is somewhat problematic, but you can do that. You can do that. We're getting in there. Fifth Avenue. City started that here in May and wrapping it up. It's all paved. We've got some streetlights to put in. Painting to get on there. That's getting done. Fifth Avenue from Noble Street down to Barnett. It's good. It's done. It's big sidewalks. Looks very nice. And if you take a look at it, from first over the last, say, decade, there's really been a concentration in getting First Avenue to about 8th Avenue and the different streets rectified, redone. And so right now we're, you know, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. I'm going to be looking at the sidewalk on 7th Avenue between Barnett and Cowles. That's quite unique and would not pass any OSHA test as I looked at it. So I'm going to be having the city take a look at redoing that next year and a couple other streets. So the streets are never over. The streets are never done. We're either plowing them or repairing them. Simple as that. And We got a pretty good public works department to get it done. So what the heck? Also, I'm going to take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Mel.
Hello, Mel.
Yeah, I brought this up before, maybe last year or the year before, but is any consideration being given to raising the bridge? I didn't notice last time I drove over it, but I can only imagine that I'm a concern under it now. And that was really a misstep, making the bridge so much lower than Cushman Street.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Yeah. You know, that's DOT.
That would be a good idea.
Yeah, you know. I thought to myself when you looked at that. I said to myself, "What are they thinking?" You know, when it's all said and done, can a boat get under there under high water like right now?
Well, you're over those bridges a lot now, so why don't you report to us how clear is the bridge?
I don't have anything to do with those bridges. That's state DOT. You know, I don't even.
I understand that, but what I mean is you're in a prime position from your location.
You know what? You know something? There's this. You're absolutely. You know, Mel, you're absolutely right. And I will. There's this little group that I'm with. It's called Fast Planning, and on there is the Northern Director of Maintenance for DOT, and we have the Fast Planning Manager that spends, you know, the money that's given to the interior region for different projects. And I'll ask them what the spans are, you know, what the heights are, what the water level has to be. And I'll get back to you. That's a good thing to find out.
Yeah, report back to the snacks.
Yeah. Are you having a good fall so far?
No, it's too wet.
I got my lawn mowed on Friday night, and man, it was like the Black Forest of Germany. It was so high and thick, and, you know, I hadn't been mowed in 3 weeks. And, you know, I thought that it was going to rain for a couple of days, so I made the mistake of putting fertilizer on it. And, oh, my God, boy, did that work. And, you know, upon reflection, I didn't need that much fertilizer, that's for sure. Well, hey, I got another phone call coming in. You take care, buddy. Talk to you later.
I just buy you one if it freezes into winter. So.
Okay, bye. Good morning, you're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Yeah, this is Phil.
Hello, Bill.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you're familiar with any plans of putting the railroad overpass on University Avenue. Have you heard anything about that?
I've not heard anything about that.
Well, I used to work the railroad. I know they're planning on doing that, but I just don't know what the timeline is.
I'll find that out for you, too. You know, I deal with the railroad on a municipal basis with them, and very good people. And I come across them about it once every 2 to 4 months, and I'll find out if there's an updated plan on that for you. Okay.
Hey, you bet. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, this is Jimmy Cash. How you doing?
Good, Jimmy. What are you up to?
Oh, all sorts of things. Working hard and hardly working at the same time.
Okay. How's your campaign going?
It's going well. I really can't complain at all. It's the support that I'm getting phone calls every day from people who want to throw support in, who ask me if they can put yard signs in their yard, and businesses asking me for the big 4x8 signs. So it's really neat. I know my first time running for office, I had to go knock on doors and ask people for their support, ask people for their positioned, you know, a place to put a sign, but now it feels like I must be doing a decent job, and it's like a pat on the back when somebody calls me and says, "Hey, I really support you. Can I put a sign, you know, in my yard?" And it's really encouraging. So
great to hear. Great to hear.
Not why I'm calling though.
Okay.
I just turned the radio on a minute ago, so I'm not sure if you've already mentioned it or not. But today's 9/11.
Yes, I've not brought that up yet.
Okay, I'm sure you may or may not.
Yeah, but go ahead. Go ahead and talk about it.
Yeah, it's very impactful to me. I didn't have anybody that I lost that day, but every year I get choked up by watching the tributes and stuff, and I just want to take a moment to remind everybody to think about today and think about the way the world changed 22 years ago.
You know, one of the most proudest things you can do is that I've ever seen is watch people wear a FDNY hat.
Absolutely, yep. Yep.
There's nothing, you know, you just look at that and what they gave to try and save.
Absolutely. My 17-year-old daughter is now going to UAF in their fire science program to become a firefighter. And her and I just had a talk a couple days ago because she was obviously not born when that happened. And she's, you know, heard me talk about it over the years.
And this is the one with the medical issues.
Correct.
The past medical issues that.
Praise God, yes.
Yeah, that's a fantastic dad.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, you know, a little over a year ago, she couldn't even get herself dressed. And now she's going to school to be a firefighter. So it's amazing.
That, you know, hey, blessed are you, sir. Blessed are you. So I got to ask a personal question.
Yep.
Where were you when you first saw what was happening on 9/11?
I actually was, woke up by my wife. She was my girlfriend at the time, and I was sleeping because, you know, obviously New York's four hours ahead of us.
Yeah.
But she was awake, and she had seen the news, and she called me and said, hey, New York just got bombed. And I, you know, was shocked like everybody else because in the very beginning, that's what the news was going along, was that we got bombed and, you know, we were at war already. And I was in the Army Reserves at the time, and so I called my company commander and said, hey, what do we do? Are we going? What are we doing? And obviously, you know, most of the military, we kind of sat around and waited for a while before anything really happened. But I'm actually living in the same house that I was living in at the time. We just bought that house back from somebody last year. And so the house that I was living in on 9/11 is actually the house that I'm back in today.
Good. Yeah, I remember I was getting up, you know, I was in my bedroom. I had a small one-bedroom, two-story condo, and the TV was upstairs in the bedroom and not downstairs in the living room because there's no room for it downstairs. And I was had the TV on, you know, just getting dressed, professional attire, so to speak, to get ready for my business day. And all of a sudden, you know, it just caught my attention that something is definitely wrong here on the news. And I started looking at it, I was like, oh my goodness. It took, you know, about 15 seconds to realize, you know, when you start processing everything, the ramifications of what was going on. And,
yes.
I, you know, I still remember that day. I remember this, you know, just about fully clothed and sitting down on the bed and looking at this and just being stunned. Yep. And this, the ramifications that were going through my brain, and still the ramifications to this day. My goodness.
Yeah, and as you're talking, I just got chills thinking about it. Those changes still to this day. You know, TSA wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
Until after 9/11. You know,
I
remember shortly after 9/11, after they allowed flights again, I flew to West Virginia, and you know there was military soldiers in the airports with M16.
Yeah.
And you know, whether or not they had bullets in them or not, I don't know. But that was definitely way different from you know, what Americans understood.
Yeah.
We've never had armed soldiers in our airports, you know.
And then here in Fairbanks, you know, they shut down the entire air system for, what, 3 days?
Yeah.
And so you had a lot of people out in rural Alaska hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was no planes lifting off the ground or the float ponds to go get them. And, you know, I remember a few friends of mine, you know, came back, like, oh, my goodness, you know. And so you had a, you know, stacked call waiting, so to speak, of trying to get out to get people that had been out there,
yeah.
You know, and maybe you didn't have food and stuff. So it was, boy, this is the ramifications of having the air service knocked out for 3 days here in Alaska.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy, I'm going to let you go. You have a great day. Thank you for the phone call.
Thanks.
Yep.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yep. In Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. Again, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
For more than 40 years, the Fairbanks Ear, Nose, and Throat Clinic has taken care of the Fairbanks community. From the thousands of patients cared for by our team of medical professionals to the nonprofits and community programs we support and sponsor, we want to make Fairbanks the best it can be. We're open and ready to serve you right now for any ailments of the head, neck, ear, sinus, or throat. To book an appointment or to find out more, you can log on to fairbanksent.com or call 456-7768. Fairbanks Ear, Nose, and Throat Clinic. Building community. Helping people. Changing lives.
We mean cars. That's right. We need up to 150 quality used vehicles to fill our lots, and we'll pay you top dollar. Why trade that clean used car to a dealer or go through the hassle of selling it yourself? Just stop into Affordable Used Cars. You'll get a quick 10-minute appraisal on your vehicle. It's that easy. Plus, at Affordable Used Cars, our sales staff will make sure you always get a hassle-free experience. Remember, nobody beats an affordable deal. Nobody.
At the Fairbanks Rescue Mission, we've been sharing stories of vulnerable people whose lives have been profoundly affected by your generosity. These stories are illustrations of why it's so important to give where you live, where you can participate in your community's well-being and actually witness the impact of your involvement. As fall approaches and winter threatens, those who live life below zero on the streets of Fairbanks become increasingly at risk. As winter demand increases at the mission, we brace for the 50,000 plus meals, the 36,000 bed nights, and nearly 900 men, women, and children who will come to us for help this year. Of course, that means raising funds. We weren't started by some government committee. The rescue mission was founded by a Fairbanks and named Jimmy Barefoot in 1974. He saw the need and didn't ask permission to do the right thing. He went to work because he understood what it meant to give where you live. So be a Fairbanks and like Jimmy Barefoot and give where you live this year at the FairbanksRescueMission.org. That's FairbanksRescueMission.org.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR weather.
Scattered rain showers likely today, otherwise cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 53, winds out of the southwest around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance for scattered rain showers, lows around 41. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 56. Cloudy skies. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, David Pruse back in the studio with you here. I hope you're having a good day. Yes, today is September 11th, and it is the 22nd anniversary, my goodness, of the 9/11 incident on September 11th, 2001, and the ramifications and the changes that occurred that day. And boy, the patriotism that came out. Every time I see a Fire Department of New York hat, FD, and why? Every time I see that hat, I think of the firefighters who gave their life. And also, they were doing services for the firefighters for months because they lost so many at one time, full battalions, multiple battalions in those buildings. So, my goodness. And they answered the call. Boy, did they answer the call. And so, whenever you see someone out there, that provides a service, be it an arm of the military, the police, the fire department, someone like that. Just sort of be circumspect of what they do and how they do it. And they're there as support for our way of life. Just a thought. It's a holiday that's not a holiday. It's a day of remembrance that we remember. So I hope you think about that. Back to road construction. Mini Street also, that's sort of tore up right now. So we got the Richardson Highway, Fifth Avenue, University Avenue, College Road, Mini Street. Yep, it is construction season. The Richardson Highway, that season's not going to end this year, I don't think. I don't know what the exact schedule of it is. But I've got a couple things I'm going to be finding out. The water heights of bridges, where how high that water can get there on the Cushman Street Bridge. And also, is there going to be a planned bridge over the University Avenue from the railroad? And that's a pretty sizable factor there. That's, you know, to do something like that, you've got a long rise versus run there. And that should be really interesting to see if that does happen. And also, you're putting in a bridge for a railroad over a four-lane street. So your supports before and after the beginning and on that street for that bridge are going to if they do do that, are going to be quite hefty. So anyway, but hey, it's fall. And this is what you should do, and this is what you should remember. This is the last week of the farmer's market. This Wednesday and this Saturday, get down there. I was down there this weekend on Saturday and just enjoyed it. You know, if you're into the carrots, oh, if you're into the radishes, this is your season. If you're into the potatoes, this is your season. If you're into those roots, those things that grow in the ground, they have to wait all summer to get to. If you're a failed gardener like I am, I got great herbs, but gardening, forget it. You want to be a successful gardener, get over to the farmer's market on either Wednesday or this Saturday, because after this, it's closed. After this, it's over. And there's many other things over there, too. I got some. Now, I know Al's listening to this. Al, I got some really good kimchi. Not as good as yours, but it's a good fix. And you can give me a call and give me a big what for about that. It's not as good as yours, but I bought some kimchi because you're busy with your hunting season business here. And I needed some kimchi, and there it was. And you have the Alaska mustards out there, too. Oh, you know, they got food out there. Multiple things you can do. And you're going to know someone. Whenever you go to the farmer's market, you're going to know someone. And enjoy it. You know, there's a very nice vibe there. But the sign of the end of fall coming, or fall, is the farmer's market closes down. And this Wednesday and Saturday, that's it. So go down there and get it. And I got my lawn mowed. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to do it again. You know, when you don't mow a lawn for 3 weeks because of rain, it's just thick. And I put fertilizer on it in my neighbor's yard. I had extra fertilizer, so I had a spreader, and I spread it on my neighbor Ben, fantastic gentleman, his yard too. And oh my goodness, you know, I don't have any, you know, thin areas, that's for sure. And I had a couple of areas that were dead from, you know, whatever over the winter, the snow and the dog and doing all that fun stuff. Not anymore. I've got a full lawn. I'd thrown some grass seed down and some fertilizer down, and man, you know, you talk about having a full lawn. When I was a kid growing up, we had a double lot there in Westgate subdivision, and every other day we mowed that lawn, every other day. And I remember my mom, she was putting fertilizer down in August, and my dad sort of giving her a good what for about, my goodness, you know, we're mowing the lawn every other day and you're putting fertilizer down. And she gave him a little what for back in a more stern way. She goes, this is when you fertilize your lawn for the next year. So every August, I fertilize the lawn, get it going. And I did not mean to have 3 weeks of rain in a row. So if that was me, I apologize, Fairbanks. But we did put out some fires, and boy, did the grass grow and the river flow and the river came up. So boy. Anyway, we're going to come into our commercial break here. We're going to have some John Cougar Mellencamp as a bumper music. So I have a feeling that Melissa Burnett put that on. That's more of her style versus the stuff that Glenner puts on there. So anyway, we're going to have some bumper music for you. Then we're going to go into some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather. And baby, it's cold outside and it's wet outside. So I'll catch you after this break. We'll be right back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Remembering back 22 years ago today, the September 11th attacks killing nearly 3,000 Americans. Speaking of the Pentagon ceremony, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, says the terrorists may have killed people but did not kill the American way of life.
Those terrorists wanted to destroy our country. But on that day, and every day since, the United States has demonstrated that we would never bow to fear and hatred.
The First Lady also on hand at the Pentagon. Her husband, the President, will be at a military base in Alaska, meeting with troops remembering the fallen. But before that, meeting with the Prime Minister of Vietnam.
Everyone in both our countries is working to make sure the people, no matter who they are, sees potential.
The White House wants to help Vietnam fight regional and international crime. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Daily News Minute reports that Durham School Services, the bus contractor for the Fairbanks North Star Borough School District, plans to start more meetings with Black Gold Transport as the North Pole-based trucking company nears the start of its ore hauling operations next year, according to a Durham senior officer. Will Zimmerman, Durham's Northwest Regional Manager, provided an update last week during the regular Board of Education meeting, along with general bus schedule and route updates. Zimmerman noted that Anchorage-based Kinney Engineering has been conducting an analysis on bus stops as part of an overall corridor action plan for the Alaska, Richardson, and Steese highways. As more information becomes available, he said Durham will start meeting with Black Gold. Kinross, Alaska selected Black Gold Transport in September of 2022 as the contractor who will haul gold ore from Manh Choh Mine near Tetlin to Kinross, Fort Knox near Fox. Kinross has stated up to 60 round trips will occur 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, when its full ramp up starts in the second half of 2024. And they say they expected this to run for 4 or 5 years.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Guys, it's time to start taking care of your health. Right now, men all over town are raving about Fairbanks Urology.
I just had a vasectomy done by Dr. Nima here at Fairbanks Urology. I can't say how happy I am with the procedure and the service that I received here. The improvement to my life is just tremendous. Seriously consider if you need a vasectomy coming here to get it done. They will take care of your every need.
Make the call today, 328-0989 for Fairbanks Urology. Man, nothing worse than taking your car to the shop only to have them sit on it for several days until they can get to it. Well, that doesn't happen at Pearson Auto. They handle all the service and care issues for your vehicle. You know, oil changes, tire changeouts, winterizations, alignments. You get the idea. This all means that you're in and out in no time with professional, clean, efficient work. That's Pearson Auto. With locations in both North Pole and West Fairbanks. Home of the oil change for under $40. Online at PearsonAutoAK.com. Make sure to like them on Facebook.
We choose to live in Alaska. Yeah, it gets cold, but that's just part of it. The ice and snow, the price of fuel, we can't control them. So we prepare. We reduce our net cost with a new Blaze King wood stove and a shed full of dry firewood. With a smaller carbon footprint than oil or natural gas, it's better for the environment. Check out the Blaze King wood stoves at the Woodway. Be prepared. Whatever comes, the Alaskan way, the right way. The Woodway. GCR Tires and Service is hiring. They're looking for a tire tech to help with the constant flow of a variety of private and commercial vehicles that they serve in their busy shop. You'll perform tire repairs and rotations, mounting new tires as well as seasonal changeouts. You'll like the way people work together to make it all happen. Be part of the GCR team. Great pay, great benefits, permanent position. Apply in person at GCR Tires and Service. Taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn at Cushman.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here. If you have a question or want to call in, we're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. It's fall. It's a beautiful time of year when it's not raining. Able to get the lawn mowed, and boy, that take a couple hours, even though it's a small lot, just with all the grass that you had to get out of the catcher. And it's no matter how dry it was on the top, it was wet on the bottom of that grass. What the heck? Now, it's fall. What do you do in the fall? Well, I started getting prepped for the winter, and the first thing I did was I took all my propane tanks for grilling on my gas grills, and I got them filled up. You know, get ready for the winter. What the heck? And got a friend of mine who's getting a big award, so I'm going to cook a couple briskets for him and making sure all my equipment is good and got the covers out, and they're going to be ready to go. Getting the lawn mowed, lawn trimmed. I got some sticker bushes to cut back, you know, those final things to get done. Got my herbs processed, tarragon, garlic. Didn't grow any garlic, but what the heck. All my different basil, my thyme, all that fun stuff. Had a great season with it and really, really enjoyed doing it. Again, if you're a failed gardener like I am, this Saturday is the last Saturday of the farmer's market. If you're a wonderful gardener like my next door neighbor is, he grew corn. He's got 60 ears of corn. And I mean, they produce, it's his fourth time trying it. So he has more of a, patience than I do at that. But he's got like 60 ears of corn. So he's coming over on Tuesday and I'm making up an incredible steak dinner to celebrate his growing of corn. We're going to have some of his corn. So, but start getting your garden processed because pretty soon it's going to freeze. It's just going to freeze. Today's, you know, today's not a good day, and being 9/11, it's a day of remembrance. But you better have your garden processed by this weekend. This, you know, get it done. When it freezes, get the peas done, get carrots out, cauliflower, whatever you're doing, have it processed by this weekend if you can. And potatoes in the ground can last a little bit longer. They have a little bit of insulation with them. But it's been a wonderful gardening season. We had a very warm July and August, and we got the rain. And so it's been a great gardening season. What the heck? And enjoy that. Another thing to do is look at your fuel. I'm still on diesel, home heating fuel, and made a run. I do not buy from the local services. A friend of mine, he's got a container in his truck of 125 gallons. So we made a fuel run for me and put 100 gallons in my tank, and I will make a couple more runs. And that's how I do it. I save on the road taxes and I save on the delivery, and you know, I'm able to do it. And so I enjoy doing it, and I get to spend, you know, about an hour with a buddy of mine who I've known since I was about 8 years old. And that's how we do it. We enjoy that. And tires. Start taking a look at your winter tires. On September 15th, studded tires are available. Basically by this next weekend, you can have studded tires on your vehicle. And, you know, that from the 15th of September to about the 5th of August, October, that's when most of the studded tires or winter tires get changed out. And make an appointment now, because they get booked. American Tire, the McMahon family, ACR Tire, Alyeska Tire, they all get busy. And be a little bit of preparedness in there. I started cleaning out my basement this week so I could put the lawn furniture back in the basement storage. But this is when you start doing your fall cleaning, getting ready, getting stuff, you know. I made a bunch of loads over to different locations that have that sell it. You know, you donate it to it, and they sell it. Different ones. There's some good ones in town, and hey, got it done, and I got room in my basement again. I had to really dry out my tent. I had a nice tent that myself and my hunting partner used, and had it drying out for about 2 or 3 days in the basement. So was able to get that put away. And it's this time, it's your organizational time. You're going from spring and summer, fall into winter. And now for the next two weekends is your organizational time to get these things done and enjoy it. I did, you know, start the morning with a walk with a Dalmatian, come back, have some coffee, start doing those yard chores and home chores that you get to do, and it's nice out. It's, you know, by about 8:30, you're starting to clip off things that you're doing, and it just felt good. It just feels good. Hey, might not have gotten a sheet, but at least I'm getting stuff done around the house, so what the heck. And it's a political season. You're going to be hearing lots of candidates. You got the interviews coming up. You have the Chamber of Commerce interviews, debates, whatever you want to call it. This is when you're going to see questions and make your choices of who you want, how you want, when you want. And please vote. You know, usually what happens is we get about an 18 to 22% vote in the interior here on that day. And I was having a discussion with friends, and they were talking about President Biden and President Trump and this and that. And they always vote in those elections. And I looked at them, I said, you know, probably the most important election for you is your local one, where governance is right there. Your roads, your streets, your education, you know, your parks and rec, things like that. And so I said, you should make sure you vote in that one too. And they took my advice very well, and they're going to be voting, and so should you. And who do you like? You have two people on every ballot. Two people. Do you like the left? Do you like the right? You have a choice. You do have a choice. It's a very distinguished choice. So what the heck? Anyway, Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial. We live stream at kfarradio.com. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And when we come back, we're going to talk about things you can cook out on your grill, your smoker, still, because it's not winter yet. But anyway, cooking out on your deck is 24/7, 365. But we're going to talk about it anyway. Back after this.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Ben here at Auto Trim Design. Summer is moving down the road, and that means it's time to start getting ready for winter. At Auto Trim Design, we have something for everyone. Get your remote start with drone mobile, moose lights, heated seats, seat covers, tonneau covers, toppers, WeatherTech floor liners, and more before the snow flies. Auto Trim Design is your one-stop shop for all your vehicle accessory needs, located at 2550 South Cushman Street under the huge American flag. Stop in or give us a call at 456-8400.
Customized by Auto Trim.
Your miraculous eyes connect you to your world. Every moment, every task, every day of your life. They gather the light, the movement, and colors and bring your life into focus. They even express your deepest thoughts and feelings. Protect them. Call the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. Your team of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and opticians. Providing medical and surgical eye care, fashion eyewear, and prescription lenses. The Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. Your eye health professionals on Mini Street. Visit eyeclinicoffairbanks.com.
The crew at Fairbanks Stump Grinders remind you to celebrate Stump Timber responsibly this year by calling 45 Stump and getting rid of those trees and stumps in your yard. Get them done before winter with Fairbanks Stump Grinders. They'll make them disappear like magic. And come on, you always wanted to watch that remote control claw machine of theirs in action anyway, as it handles the biggest of trees with ease. So celebrate Stump Timber responsibly this year. Call 45 Stump for Fairbanks Stump Grinders and get her done before the snow flies.
The team at Denali Industrial Supply would like to say thank you for joining them on their demo days this summer. And in case you missed the big savings from these events, they're offering September specials on Milwaukee, Makita, and DeWalt tools, batteries, and accessories. Whether you're a professional in the industry or a DIY enthusiast, the September specials at Denali Industrial Supply can help you expand your existing toolkit. Don't miss your chance to save on top-tier tools from Denali Industrial Supply all through the month of September. Denali Industrial Supply on Van Horn Road. Just look for the big red roof.
KFAR weather.
Overcast skies today with scattered rain showers likely. High of 53, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Overcast tonight, chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 41. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow, high of 56. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prusen, studio here. Having a good morning. A few phone calls, talking about this and that, a little bit of rambling here and there. It's fall. Things to do. You got 2 weeks to really get yourself set for winter. Do you have all your firewood? Oh, wood's a bad thing, they say, but no. You can go get your firewood. You know, simple as that. How you do it, where you do it. A lot of people do it. They enjoy it. And, boy, have the right device and what the heck. You know, it's interesting how 6 days of bad air caused by the inversions we have is you can't have, but the 30 days of the smoke, that's not affecting us. Yeah, right. Anyway, hate to digress that political stuff, but sometimes I do. Anyway, but if you're smoking or grilling out on your deck in the fall, did you get a caribou? Did you get a moose? Are you smoking some grouse, like a Cornish game hen, something like that? You can really do a lot of fun things in food out on your deck over the next 2 to 3 weeks. It's you know, there's no snow. It's nice out still. You got the sunlight till about, 8:30. You can a lot of time to do this weekend, do some things. A friend of mine, they're smoking a bunch of Cornish game hens and asked me for some advice. And I said, yeah, cook up some rice, get it about, 70% done to al dente, and put in some things in there too. Garlic, celery, onion or shallot, and put it all in there and stuff the Cornish game hens and then tie it off, you know, make sure the stuffing stays in there and smoke it that way. And boy, is that going to be a good meal. And so anyway, should be good. Now, what am I going to do for my neighbor, steak dinner? Both my neighbors are coming over. I got great neighbors. I really do. I live, you know, where I live downtown, I'm a townie and I got great neighbors and we share meals, you know, at least once or twice a month. And so in celebration of my neighbor Ben's fourth foray into growing corn, I'm going to cook him a steak dinner. So if you have an idea, give me a call. 907-458-TALK. 907-458-8255. Tell me what sort of steak and how I should prepare it. Should prepare it. And, do that. Another good friend of mine, he moved from Fairbanks here, and talking with him yesterday, we're in a football league together, fantasy football league. But he also has a cattle ranch, and he's got the Wagyu style cattle process, and he sent me photos of what he processes. So he's going to be, you know, I'm buying some briskets and some tri-tip, and he's sending them up to me and going to be cooking that, enjoying that. You know, do you go to Safeway? Do you go to Fred Meyer's? Costco has really, really good cuts of meat out there. Tommy G's, the Midtown Market. Where do you go buy your meats at? Where do you get your proteins? Where do you get your sausages? And it's a lot of fun. So some friends of mine, I'm with a few groups here in Fairbanks, and we're going to be smoking a pig. We're cooking a pig anyway. I'm not in charge of that, but we got a good member of our group, Dennis. He's done this before, so I just looked at everyone. I said, there's only one guy in charge. That's Dennis. The rest of us bring sides. And Dennis, you're in charge. And it's going to be good. It's at the end of the month, so it's going to be, you know, somewhat cold, and get that going. And so you have to take the weather into the factor when you're doing it. But what the heck? Now, another thing I'm doing as a city mayor, last year I opened up for Halloween. I opened up the city hall for trick-or-treating. and the staff there, the different departments, they did a wonderful job decorating their department areas. I mean, just wonderful. And I made it a competition with a winner, a first, second, and third place, and it got heated and fun. And this year we're doing it again, and it'll even be better. What we're going to do is on October 31st from 3 to 6 p.m. Tuesday, if you have anyone who's a trick-or-treater, come over to City Hall. They will get lots of candy, and it's at location that you can bring your kids or your grandkids to an inside warm area for trick-or-treating and have them enjoy themselves and have them hit about 8 different locations. And we were giving it out by the handful last year at the mayor's office. I mean, by the handful. We had so much candy. We're going to take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hello. This is Gloria Corey.
Hello, Gloria Corey. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to bring up, I was so pleased about that gentleman finding Irene's Way. And Irene, I knew since I was a kid, probably 7, 8 years old. And then she ended up being my neighbor in Grail, so I knew her through her life.
Oh, you're over there on Front Street in Hamilton. Okay, yeah.
We lived at 518, and hers was called 740 on Merlin's property.
Oh.
I just know with that sign, I was there with my children when Governor Hammond and made the name of that bridge Irene's Way.
Yep.
So why can't we reestablish that in her memory? Put a sign on.
You know, you're absolutely right, and that's a great idea, and I'm going to get it done.
Sure.
That's a great idea. I appreciate the phone call.
Yeah.
You know, we're putting up there, looking at a statue and monument for her.
Yeah, where are you going to put it?
There's an area I'm looking at. You know, before I approve it,
uh-huh.
I want to see the size of the statue and make sure that there's enough area there between the Cushman Street Bridge and the Yukon Quest building that city owns. We lease the Yukon Quest. That area right there.
All righty.
And it'd be on the river, along the river, along the sidewalk. But I just want to make sure that there's enough area there to fit the ensemble that they want to put together. But that's where they've requested. And that's where we're looking at.
I was thinking about the park over there, you know, on you go in 40 miles on the river.
Mm-hmm.
Because she used to walk all the time, and she would walk the river with the ice until the first car fell in.
You know, well, my dad had Pike's Landing. They always had a gambling, you know, they had bets and pools of who went through, what day would someone go through the Chena River. You know, forget the Nenana Ice Classic. They had the Pike's Landing River Vehicle Classic.
I love it.
I know. But
I have such great memories with her, and we'd get her scrubbed up and have her to dinner every once in a while, and she wasn't allowed to cuss in our home, and she was really good.
And she had that adult trike, you know, bicycle.
Yeah.
That with the wire baskets on the back, and you know, and she had the streamers on it. And I mean, she was the full ensemble of character, good character, unique character, you know.
She started out, she didn't have a good, you know, upbringing in that. And
yeah.
I just always admired her, that she had the tenacity to be something. You know, her whole life was panhandling, so she could, you know, get along
mm-hmm.
with people doing for her. But she was proud of herself, and I loved that in her.
You know, she definitely had the Alaskan spirit.
Yes, she did.
You know, I will not be, you know, I might panhandle, but you're not going to have to take care of me after that.
Yeah.
You know, that's how she you know, paid for her living.
That's
and she, you know, she, everyone knew her and they understood the circumstances. And boy, you know, she was a Fairbanks fixture and character.
You know, she was very kind and generous when she'd come by my house. Why, she would have something for the kids. Maybe she had a few cents to buy some grapes or something. So she was generous in her heart also.
Yeah.
Others.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I just thought we got to put that back up. I've always missed Irene's
Way. Yeah, it's the bridge on Hamilton that goes into Island Homes. Yeah, and I'll take a look at that, and I'll get together with Public Works and say, let's put together an Irene Sherman Bridge sign here, because
I would love that, just to honor her. She was really a great lady. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you for the call, and thank you for sharing. You know, this is Problem Corner, but we also share fond memories, that's for sure.
Oh, well, that definitely is one.
Are you having a good fall so far?
But have I what?
Are you having a good fall so far?
Oh, certainly, certainly. You know, I get up every morning and I tell the Lord, I'm thankful for this day. I'm a very positive person, and I'll be 90 March.
Wow. Wow, good for you.
Yeah, so I stay pretty healthy, and yeah, I'm a happy person. Life is good.
That's right. If you're in Fairbanks, Alaska, life is good. That's right.
It is. So thanks so much.
You're very welcome. You have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Yes, if you're in Fairbanks, Alaska, life is good. And my favorite season, and, you know, don't get mad at me about this, but if you do, so what? My favorite season basically starts on August 15th, and it goes to October 15th. Those 60 days of fall, that's my favorite. You get in the changes of weather, darkness, lightness changes every day. We're losing 6 minutes a day. The leaves, take a look at the leaves, the smells, the geese, the sounds, the cranes. You know, I go walk Kramer's Field 2 to 3 times a week now, looking at the birds, looking at the change of the weather. It's my favorite time of year anyway. Other people, hey, it might be summer, spring, winter, March, is a great month too, but this 60 days, or halfway through it, I'm halfway through my 60 days. What the heck? But anyway, on October 31st, Tuesday, Halloween, from 3 to 6 p.m., we're going to open up City Hall for everyone, for the trick-or-treaters. And all the departments are going to have different themes. I think, you know, as sheep hunting, I came up with a theme and I presented it to my staff, and we're going to have the vampire lounge in the mayor's office. You know, all the different vampires, you know, you got this that have been through the since Bram Stoker's Dracula that have been highlighted. Even got this one this vampire that sucks the energy out of you. We're going to have the energy vampire there too, so we're going to have fun with it. But anyway, Fairbanks, that is coming in toward the end of our show. I hope you have enjoyed it. I have. It's good being back. I want to thank Mike Prox and Aaron Lajewski for doing the show for me. And Melissa Burnett, you know, she's always great, and appreciate them being able to take the show, and Nick Nugent being able to take the show while I was gone. Sometimes you need a couple weeks off to go enjoy life, and that's what I did. So I'm here for another month and a half straight without any breaks, and got a whole good rest of the week ready and prepared for you. And I will see you tomorrow with the Laundry House Gang. You have a great day.